Okay, so it's Wednesday the 23rd of March 2011, and woke up this morning around 6:15 and then left for work at 7:30. Today's been a really good day. I've been all over the place, but not in a rush. Hasn't been mental, but not too bad. Let's go through it. Got to work around 8:30 and got Robert from logistics to get me a car to go up to Milton Keynes in. Got all that sorted out, it's got the keys and everything ready, and all ready to go. After that, did the team briefing for the for everybody. Briefed out, got some VIP guests in today and some really big events we had to do as well, so lots of stuff happening at MB World. After that briefing, though, I got myself organised and ready to go up to Mercedes-Benz Milton Keynes, where we were going through setting up for the young driver experience that we want to do there in the middle of June. Went up around 9:30 and then got into the area around 11 o'clock-ish, something like that. Stopped off at a McDonald's close by just to have a little bit of a chill out and, yeah, also had a little go at trying to tether the mobile to use its mobile internet through the Mac, and that seemed to work really well, so that was good. I found a new thing there, so that was interesting. Then got to MB Milton Keynes to meet my boss, Andrew, and also Dave Brooks, who also works with us, and then a selection of higher figures from MB UK from Milton Keynes. Had a chat. We thought it was going to be quite a long meeting, really. We thought we were going to go through lots of bits and pieces, but literally within about 45 minutes, we're all done. It's pretty straightforward. It's going to be good. It's got a nice space, open atrium area to check in the guests, and we're going to be using their front car park, which has got some really good little link roads and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it's not going to take a lot to sort that out, and it was all good. After the meeting, had a good chat with Andrew about various different things, and we also walked the site as well, which took some time, but it was all good to do. Got some good pictures as well of where I need to lay things out. Then got back in the car, drove back down the M1. The M1 seems to be the longest road in the world. The whole length of it pretty much is a 50 mile an hour average speed camera. Got round to the M25, and then I had a choice really. Go left back towards MB Brooklands, where by the time I get there, it would only been about sort of 1/2 an hour or so, whatever, before I have to get back into a traffic jam and drive home, or turn right and then get home a little bit earlier. So I did that and stopped off and said hello to Mum. I had a bit of a chat with her, and Claire arrived and had a chat with her as well. And then, because it's getting a little bit later in the evening before it gets dark, had a bit of a change of idea, and went over to Claire's, and we went for a bit of a bike round her at Eltham Heath. Really nice. Went through the woods, various other bits and pieces, and also once we wrapped that up, ended up on some swings and stuff, just chilling out. It was really nice because it's been a really clear, sunny day and warm, around 18, 19 degrees. So there'll be a little picture of me on a rocking horse on the swings in a minute. You can make your own judgment on that. And then after that, came back. Julie got back from work. We had some dinner, and then just been watching a bit of TV. And also, I've been drawing up some of the young driver ideas on a map as well. So, yeah, sounds really lit, doesn't it? I've been all around the country. Been nothing that wasn't too much of a rush, so all good really. So that's it for today. Tomorrow will be a bit more straightforward, but until next time, goodbye now.